Thomas. Presentation of new Pulse Point software.
Good morning, members of County Council and members of administration.
Good morning.
Morning.
I come before you this morning, also with me in the background, my bodyguards. Through the Emergency Operations Center, we also partnered with the Emergency Medical Services, and with me this morning is Director Bob Stewart, Deputy Director of Operations Robbie Murray, and Special Operations Manager Glenn Marshall. We're here this morning to introduce to you a new life-saving technology that's going to be available within the county starting today. We feel that this is just another tool, if you will, for us to provide premier services for the citizens and residents of Sussex County. Pulse Point is a mobile app that a citizen can download on their phone, and it provides assistance for people in sudden cardiac arrest. If you look on the PowerPoint, it says nearly 1,000 people die every day in the U.S. from sudden cardiac arrest. This app that we're introducing empowers the everyday citizen to help us by providing life-saving assistance through CPR. The app is integrated into our computer-aided dispatch system out at the Emergency Operations Center. And when a sudden cardiac arrest call comes in a public place, and I need to emphasize that it's only in a public place, then the app will alert anyone within a quarter mile radius of the event. And those that are trained in CPR can then respond and provide bystander CPR until we can get the professional resources there to assist them. So let me start.
So how many people do you think there is? You said 1,000 for the whole United States.
1,000 a day, yeah.
How about right here in Sussex County?
If you'll bear with me, Mr. Wilson, we're going to go through this presentation, and Mr. Murray probably can answer some of those questions for you.
I don't want to
get
too far ahead of
So this is how Pulse Point works. So something happens out in the public. Someone collapses in sudden cardiac arrest. Someone dials 911. The call comes into our dispatch center. And our dispatchers determine that there's a CPR in progress. They'll also assist anyone in talking through CPR instructions. But when we dispatch the call out to our EMS resources, Pulse Point will alert anyone in the public who's downloaded this app. And once that's received by the users of Pulse Point, it'll also tell them, and we'll show you that here in a few minutes, any automatic external defibrillators in the area that they can go and get. And those folks can respond to the call and provide CPR until we can get our professional EMS folks there. So at the bottom, and I believe Amanda's here to help me out, we have some videos attached. This is an animated video of how Pulse Point works.
This is Joel. He just suffered a sudden cardiac arrest. He isn't the only one. Today, 1,000 people in the United States will have the same experience. Time is now critical. As a call is placed to emergency dispatch, the clock continues to tick. Emergency responders are several minutes away. Unfortunately, several minutes can be too long. For every minute Joel goes unaided, his chance of survival decreases by 10%. Fortunately, Joel lives in a Pulse Point connected community. Pulse Point is integrated with his community's emergency dispatch. The moment Joel's emergency call came in, a Pulse Point alert went out, connecting nearby CPR-trained volunteers and AEDs to his location. Meet Scott, an off-duty firefighter out running errands, and Donna, a financial planner working next door. Because they were nearby and quickly alerted, they're now able to provide life-saving care until emergency responders arrive. That initial care made all the difference. This is Joel. He's a sudden cardiac arrest survivor. Armed with Pulse Point, any volunteer can help save a life. Become a life-saving volunteer and download Pulse Point today.
And I'm now going to turn it over to Mr. Murray, who's going to talk about our next slide.
Thank you. Council McCole, as you so eloquently said this morning on the radio, minutes count. And in some
you're
cases,
listening. I'm glad you're listening.
I was, absolutely.
And put him in for a promotion.
One guy.
You're listening. Two promotions.
Let's anybody keep it up.
All right. So certainly minutes count, and in some cases seconds count when someone is suffering a cardiac arrest. Certainly anyone who's ever had the misfortune of having to call 911 for help knows that it takes time to get those emergency responders to their side. And this is where the Pulse Point app comes into play. In those most critical calls, it expands our responder base to include anyone that is willing to do CPR. So at the top, you see a normal timeline of an emergency call, and at the bottom is our ECG rhythm, or the person who is in cardiac arrest ECG rhythm. To the left, those wider squiggly lines, those patients, if we arrive on the scene and find them in that rhythm, we have a higher chance of saving them, of them having them become a survivor. And as time progresses, we move closer and closer to what we all kind of know as the flat line. And once they are in that flat line, the chance of surviving that cardiac arrest is very slim. It said on the video, every 1 minute that goes by, you lose a 10% chance of surviving. Recognizing the cardiac arrest, calling 911, and having the emergency dispatchers find the address, determine which fire company, which paramedic unit to send, can take up to a minute just in doing that. Once the dispatch is made, 60 to 90 seconds for career staff to have wheels moving. So the paramedics, the fire departments, the ambulance companies that have career staff, again, now we're at 2.5 minutes potentially. If the career staff is on a call and now we're requiring the volunteers to respond from home, add another 2 or 3 minutes just to get to the firehouse and then travel time to that scene. Before you know it, you're out at the 5 minute mark, the 6 minute mark, and the chance of survival is nothing more than a coin toss, if you will, a 50-50 shot. And I think that's oftentimes best case scenario, especially the way traffic is, and only having 21 fire companies, 8 paramedic units on duty at any given time. I think the idea of us being there in 5 or 6 minutes doesn't happen too frequently. So before you know it, we're out at the 8, the 9 minute mark. And again, at that point, we don't have a good opportunity to save them. And this is really where Pulse Point comes into play. If we happen to be a block away, or if something were to happen a short distance from us, it immediately notifies those responders. I was just talking to Todd Furman in the back, who is one of the athletic directors for Indian River School District. And I told him, I said, you need to download this. Think about on one of the athletic fields, you're inside the gym taking care of one event. And on the athletic field, a coach recognizes that one of the students has gone into cardiac arrest. They don't know that he is in the gym, or maybe they do, but it's several minutes away. Because he is within that quarter of a mile, his phone will activate to let him know that there is a cardiac arrest on that school property, and he immediately can respond out there. So it's certainly a great opportunity. Councilman Wilson, to answer your question, we respond to about 1 cardiac arrest per day in Sussex County. Thank you.
I just downloaded this thing, and I'm looking. Is it just for cardiac issues? I mean, I'm looking. It showed some, but I don't know if I'm on.
We'll let Director Thomas answer that.
Yeah.
What it actually does is, sir,
it
shows you all the incidents that are currently active within the county.
Mm-hmm.
But the alert will only happen for sudden cardiac arrest in a public place.
Okay.
So it can actually, you can see what's going on within the county.
Yeah, right. I'm just wondering if these are only cardiac, but then I saw it just says medical emergency, so we're not sure.
Well, what we're saying is it was a medical emergency, but not a sudden cardiac arrest. So it's just a ambulance type emergency or EMS type emergency.
You can also get a sense of how busy you guys are.
Yes.
When you look and see how much happens in one day.
Absolutely.
I don't know what other button to push to go next from this next site, but I'm afraid.
We got George lost.
I know. I'm afraid to push something. Something might start talking to me. I might call a paramedic.
Okay, what we're going to do now is we're going to play another short video, which is actually going to go through how this program works and actually show you an alert and what happens step by step.
If you have opted in to receive CPR needed notifications
and a cardiac arrest is reported in a public place nearby, you will receive an alert that looks like this. It will include an address and a business or location name if known. This is the sound that will accompany the notification. Swiping the message will display a live map showing your location, the reported address of the cardiac arrest victim, and any nearby AEDs. This is a dynamic map view that will continue to update your location as you move towards the victim or AED. This map can be panned and zoomed. The address and AED location description also appear as text at the bottom of the screen. A CPR how-to button provides chest compression only instructions along with a metronome to assist you in maintaining a proper compression cadence. The next time you load the app after the incident, we'll present you with a responder survey that allows us to learn about your actions. If you were activated, please take a minute to share your experience with us. Your feedback remains anonymous unless you choose to share your contact information with the foundation. It's as simple as that to use PulsePoint to help save a life.
So on ours, it says SCEO is what?
Just yes, Sussex County Emergency Operations. Yes.
And then the one with the, okay, these are different
and what
things you can do.
Yeah, you can go under settings and you can actually change up some of the dynamics of it.
Okay, pretty neat.
So this is a map of Alameda County, California. This is a Pulse Point community. If you look at all the red dots, that's the fire and EMS stations in the county. That's where the career EMS folks are responding to calls within the county. What Pulse Point does is it provides a force multiplier. This picture is the folks that are registered into Pulse Point and have said they are CPR trained and are willing to respond and provide bystander CPR. So the fact that that can provide that much more coverage along with the career staff and EMS is just it's unsurmountable. So hopefully Sussex County will look like that very soon as far as the picture is concerned. So to give you an idea of what Pulse Point is throughout the country, it's currently in over 2,000 communities across 30 states, and there's currently another 1,000 in the process of being implemented. There's over 1 million users, and they're adding over 1,000 per day. More than 45,000 citizen responders activated to more than 16,500 cardiac arrest incidents to date. Over 200 cardiac arrest events each day processed by Pulse Point, which is roughly 40 activations and 100 to 200 responders. And this is shared across between systems, and what that means is law enforcement, all these other folks can download the app and can provide assistance because now they'll know it as soon as we're alerting the EMS folks.
And this is not for somebody, if I'm having a heart attack, I want to go to Pulse Point. I want to go dial 911.
No, right? You want to dial 911. This Pulse Point is for the CPR-trained person who's close by that can come and provide assistance.
Okay.
Now we got to train George in CPR.
Yes.
I just realized I got that on there.
So we say we have
they don't want me to show up.
We do hands-only CPR, and we do about 2,000 people per year. So we'd be more than happy to take care of that. 10 minutes.
Yeah, they all say 10 minutes. Everybody told me.
Another advantage of this program is an AED registry. You can through the Pulse Point app go in and, for instance, the AED within the building. You can take a picture of it, download the picture. It also GPSes the address so that when there's a sudden cardiac arrest, it'll actually identify on a map where all the AEDs in the area are so you can know where to go get one. And last but not least, before we finish, we have one more video of a safe story out of Spokane, Washington that kind of sums this all up.
Yeah, they're the bright side to all of that. And now to that incredible rescue, all thanks to a very smart app for your smartphone. A Washington State man sprang into action when he got a message alerting him that a baby nearby has stopped breathing. This morning, the power of technology helping to save lives.
We have an infant who's not breathing.
Okay, are they awake at all?
No.
When a month-old baby suddenly stopped breathing in Leslie Recker's shop, She called 911.
I saw her and she just was saying, he's not breathing, he's not breathing.
But just two blocks away, mechanic Jeff Olson heard an alarm go off on his phone. He registered his phone with the app Pulse Point, alerting people who know how to do CPR with local emergencies.
I looked at it and it said CPR needed, and it gave the address.
With first responders still several minutes away, Olson arrived and immediately performed a life-saving service.
This guy came out of nowhere and just scooped the baby up and really knew what he was doing, which was just such a blessing to all of us.
I don't think I've ever done CPR on an infant before, or even rescue breathing, and it was, when I got done, I shook for about 10 minutes.
The Spokane Fire Department, grateful for the assist.
The reason why we are so invested in this technology is because you can be a lifesaver.
While Leslie, the mother, and her baby, grateful for their new friend who had the foresight to simply download an app.
That's really awesome. And the Spokane Fire Department officials, they also added that they are so happy that they made the decision to become connected to Pulse Point, and this app has the potential to save thousands of lives out there. Mm-hmm. And Lara, you have something for us,
too. I do. Very special.
And as you heard, this is an opportunity for someone to make an impact. So with that, that's all the slideshow I have. In your packet was an infogram. We're actually printing those materials out, as well as some other information that we're going to be handing out to the public as we go out and speak. And with that, I'll answer any questions.
One question would be is, and I'm sure if you go out and start telling people, organizations about this, liability. I show up and I give somebody CPR, and they find out maybe I'm not qualified, or is, I mean, what is the exposure to an individual doing it?
Well, most folks are covered, and these guys under those guys Good Samaritan law.
Okay.
The state of Delaware has a phenomenal Good Samaritan law, and essentially, unless you go into it with the intent to do harm and actually do harm, then you're going to be covered by that Good Samaritan law. The app itself, as it prompts you, it can teach you CPR as well. Shows you pictures, tells you how fast to go, how deep to
go. If I had it on my phone, I show up, I can be coached to do it.
There's a small section off to the side. You just hit how to do CPR, and it will populate up and show you how to do that as well.
Okay.
And Mr. Cole, excuse me, Mr. Starr, we also, if you dial 911 and you tell us you're near someone who's in cardiac arrest, we will walk you step by step to performing CPR.
Right. Gotcha.
Yes, sir.
Quick question for Mr. Murray. I think he would probably know. Well, maybe you, Joe, but you mentioned one a day, cardiac, on average in the county. I mean, do we have a feeling? As it relates to the timelines, how long it takes for somebody to respond and get to that patient, as it relates to what this app will do to shorten that and potentially actually save a number of lives. I'm sure you all have had this discussion.
So certainly,
potentially what it could mean.
Certainly countywide for the paramedics, in order for us to get there, 80% of the time we're looking at greater than 10 minutes. For the paramedics to get on scene 80% of the time. So the volunteer fire service, the career staff there, they're oftentimes get there a little bit before us. But again, it's going to be 6, 8, 9, 10 minutes for us to be able to get help there. That's why this is so vital.
And how many lives on average are we losing with cardiac patients?
Are we losing?
Yeah.
Our survival rate in the county is probably some, it depends on what criteria you look at. In 2015, for cardiac arrest outside of a healthcare setting, so not at a doctor's office, not at a hospital, outside of a healthcare setting, without CPR being done, we were right around 11% survival rate. If we could get bystanders to do CPR, and that could be dispatcher driven, talking bystanders into getting CPR, we go over 20% survival rate. So just by starting that CPR, we're doubling survival. And again, now the goal is, now let's expand that responder population and try to get help there even sooner. Every 1 minute that we can cut off of that, we're increasing the odds by 10%.
Wow, that's amazing.
And to put that in perspective, In other words, Rob,
when it's your time to go, you're going. I don't care who's around.
And to put that in perspective, you heard Mr. Murray talk about the response time. If someone's within this county building, which is a public place, and they go in sudden cardiac arrest, and there's someone on the circle walking from an office that's trained in CPR, how quickly we can get help to them by having this app and this app going off.
That is way cool.
Well, thank you guys for the education. I think we talked about this a year ago, maybe, and one of the paramedics brought this subject up to us. I forgot who it was, but somebody.
Carl.
Carl, yeah, brought it up to us. But
yes, I have to give the assist to these folks behind me because they're the ones that brought the program to our attention. And so partnering with them was not an issue at all.
What's the investment, Joe? What's the financial investment?
We have a five-year agreement, which is renewable yearly, based on the budget, obviously, of $10,000.
Per year?
Per year.
That's it?
Yes.
And are there other apps doing similar things? Are we joining other apps, or are we just joining this app? So how do we get the message out? We put it on our website or something to say that.
It's already
okay.
Out.
We have developed a web page on the Emergency Operations Center's page. Okay. Click a tab. We've got how to download it.
But there are other apps that do this, right? I mean, we can't be on all of them, I guess. No, this is the only app you think? Okay.
I think this. To be this comprehensive, okay. Certainly the only app.
Okay, good.
And again, as we talked about, the benefit here is someone who comes to the beach in the summertime from an area that has Pulse Point at home, Prince George's County, outside of D.C.
It'll work for them, too.
As soon as they come here, whether they're following Sussex County EOC or not, if they're on the beach and there's a cardiac arrest close to them, their phone's going to activate.
Okay. All right.
So
that's amazing. Wow.
Immediately we gain that entire population of responders.
Great. That's way cool.
And one last comment. We started this process back in January, and we're going live today. And we couldn't have done this without IT's help. And by being able to do it this quickly, we are the first community in Delaware to have this service.
Congratulations. Well,
congratulations.
And thank you, IT.
It's certainly great for the citizens and our visitors. So
absolutely.
It's one more thing to help somebody. So great job. Thank all of you that were involved. And thank Todd for finding the money in the budget. And Gina said, okay, that's amazing.
Well, kudos. Congratulations.
Thanks, guys. Mr. Thomas, you're still up.
Yes, I am, sir. My next item is the Sussex County Multi-Jurisdictional All-Hazard Mitigation Plan update. In your packet was a rather lengthy document. That is our mitigation plan. In 2005, we originally wrote that document, and every 5 years, we are required by FEMA to go through and review it and update it. The plan provides guidance for hazard mitigation in Sussex County. It identifies hazard mitigation goals, objectives, and recommended actions and initiatives for county and municipal governments to reduce injury and damage from disasters. The important thing about this is, without this adopted document by you, the county council, our funding eligibility from federal grants becomes obsolete. We have to have an approved plan in place in order to be eligible for disaster mitigation funds as well as other disaster recovery programs. So I know it's a lengthy document. I hope that we gave you plenty of time to read it. And what we're looking for today is that we actually have been going through this process for a little over a year. We hired a consultant to come in and update our document. We met with 20 of the local towns. We invited all of them. Over 20 participated. We actually held public forums. In fact, we held one at the EOC and had over 60 people show up, which was quite surprising. Mr. Arlette was at one of the meetings too, I believe. And so that we could not only get engaged the public, but also the local municipalities. And out of that is where this document came. And it was sent to FEMA for review, and on, I believe it was March 27th, I got notice from FEMA that this document has been approved pending this adoption by you, the county council. And that's what I'm here for, is your approval for adoption.
I got a quick question.
Yes, sir.
Now, I might have misunderstood what you said. I thought you said we adopted it first in 2005.
The plan was originally written in 2005, and every 5 years it has to be updated.
Okay, so I guess I'm thinking 5 to 10 to 15. Are we late?
We were late because of contracting issues, getting the contract signed, some of the language in the contract. It didn't It didn't eliminate us from some of the disaster funding out there.
Right.
It just kind of, the mitigation funds were kind of put on hold while we got it adopted. Okay. But FEMA knew we were working. It wasn't that we weren't doing it. It was just that it was taking longer than we had anticipated.
Sure. You have a motion?
Yes, I do, sir.
Mr. Arlo. I was going to say,
we have a motion first and have any questions or whatever.
That's fine.
Okay. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council adopt the FEMA-approved Sussex County Multi-Jurisdictional All-Hazard Mitigation Plan update in order to allow eligibility for future federal grants and disaster recovery programs.
Pleasure, Council.
Happy to move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second.
Mr. Wilson. Questions, Mr. Arlett?
Yes. Two questions. Number one, because there was a slight delay, does the five-year period start today?
Yes.
Or did it start? It does start today.
Yes. The five-year will start as of today with your adoption.
Okay. That's number one. Number two, Mr. Lawson, I think we had received a correspondence from a state representative, if I recall, regarding a status of this. Is this is resolving that question. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
More questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I have yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Have
thank
a good
you.
Afternoon.
Thank you.
Ms. Cornwell.